Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Hello! Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast.
With Zach and Jess, I'm Zach Reno.
And I'm Jess McKenna. Thanks for joining us on this hopefully fine day.
On this hopefully fine day. Whatever the weather, if you're just listening for the first time, we are going to improvise an entire musical for you that has never been done before and will never be done again.
Yes, it will die.
It will die, like all things die, to dust. We don't do it alone. We do it, of course, with the help of, on the keys, Scott Passarella. I made him play while he was taking a drink, and that's why you heard that garbage that he first played with the back of one hand. Play something pretty, Scott.
Okay, that was great. So nice. Okay. That was so lovely. Guys, guess what? There's more people in this room.
There's so many more, but we're only going to talk to one of them because two of them are technicians and producers.
But one of them is a light incarnate, a true angel. I think everybody's favorite person.
Yeah, joy walking among us.
Yeah. She's like that person where I'm like, do we deserve her? Nope. Let's keep trying. Great. Please welcome Mary Holland.
Oh, wow. Thank you for that intro.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just how I talk about you.
You know her from Veep. You know her from Blunt Talk if you're around the Los
you
Angeles.
You know her from Wild Horses.
That's the one.
You know her from her new podcast, Tapped.
Tapped. That's right.
That's the other one. There's lots of ones you could know.
If you don't know her, just take a second and review your life choices.
Okay. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
If you don't know who I am,
get out of your car, slam the door, and scream to the heavens, I'll do better.
Yeah, exactly. Make a vow.
We'll give you a second.
Okay. Welcome back.
Plenty of time.
Welcome back. I hope you used your blinker when you pulled to the side. Mary, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And
thrilled to be here.
Do you have a history with musical theater? Or do you have thoughts or feelings?
Oh boy. I mean, I do have thoughts and feelings. I suppose the first musical I ever saw was Phantom of the Opera.
Mm-hmm. Good one. Mm-hmm.
Loved it. And actually, maybe Cats. And I remember specifically with Cats, I was maybe 8 or 9 or something. It was I have an aunt and uncle who live in the D.C. area, and we were visiting them. And we went and saw Cats, and I mean, I'm sure you guys did this too. You're actors, and you've probably wanted to be performers since you were little.
What weird thing did you do?
It's totally normal. It's not weird.
What weird thing did you do?
Basically, at the inner, I was so in love with the show. I was like so blown away, and at the intermission, I was like, "This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to stand." And I'm going to, like, put myself in a position in the audience where – and they're probably, like, scanning the audience for talent, you know? Like, in between acts, they're probably, like, looking at the audience, like, who could possibly be a great performer in this audience?
In Cats. Should we need them immediately? Yes.
Should we need a 9-year-old to fill in? Yeah.
For the second half. And so – but I convinced myself that this was really going to happen, that I was going to get – discovered, you know, during the intermission. So I made myself like look as like, I don't know, like vulnerable or something as possible. Like I was emoting a lot in that moment. So I suppose that's my those are the beginnings of my history with musical theater. But then I'm not much of a singer, so I just never really pursued it very much in high school and then after.
I feel like that that idea of just being seen, really makes me think of getting the people who stop at malls and for modeling agencies.
Yeah.
And definitely I was like a 14-year-old who would like walk by that kiosk twice and just be like, well,
do you see me?
Do you see me?
Do you see me?
The answer was nope. We go now to a suburban mall.
This mall's got a Banana Republic.
Yep.
It's got a Wetzel's Pretzels.
Get it.
It's got a Jamba Juice.
It's got a Sam Goody.
It has two Forever 21s. One that sells men's clothes and one that doesn't.
One that sells women's clothes?
They both sell women's clothes.
Oh. Just another day, passing by the glossy exteriors of stores, wondering will I ever have more or more. Wondering will I ever have more.
Excuse me.
Yep.
Hi, sorry, you're in my way. I was just trying to get into the Forever 21 that also sells men's clothes.
Oh, this one, yeah.
Yes.
Darn, I thought maybe you were just looking at people.
No, you keep passing back and forth in front of this entrance,
I'm sorry.
I'd like to get in.
Just another day sliding on the polished marble floors, wondering when there'll be more. Wondering when there'll be more.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I couldn't help but notice you there sliding around on the polished marble floor.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Well, can I just say that you are in my way? I'm trying to get to Forever 21.
Which one?
I've got some men's shopping that I need to get done.
You're in the right place.
The prices on shirts are low, low, low. But looking at you, it makes me think, oh, oh, you could get noticed in this mall.
I thought I might.
You could get noticed. I mean, the most famous of all. But right now, my number one priority is to shop at Forever 21.
Oh my gosh. For a second that man made my heart soar, but he stopped short of giving me more. He gave me just a little bit to make me think maybe I'm not just a stupid dink, but I am just a stupid dink.
Stupid dink.
I am just a stupid.
Have you been?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I told you to wait outside for me while I went to Lens Crafters, and then you just disappeared.
I'm sorry, Mom. I was just doing a little, I don't know, just a little sachet through the mall, just, you know, hoping someone would notice me.
Mindy.
What?
What's this all about? What are you wanting to get noticed for, huh? Being a troublemaker, some sort of latchkey kid?
No. I was hoping, well, you'll
what?
Think I'm dumb.
No.
You'll think I'm dumb.
I don't have time for this. What is it?
I was hoping I'd get noticed to be the girl in the mall who does the demo for ShamWow rugs.
What? Wait, what? You want to be a what?
I want to be the demo girl for who shows people how to use ShamWows.
Jesus Christ. I don't... All right. Well, where have you... I don't even know where to begin. I don't know how to support you in this dream. Well, let me just put it that way.
Mom, can you just try? I mean, lots of kids have dreams that their parents find hard to support, but they try.
Don't yell at me.
Sorry.
All right. I'll support you.
What is it made of? How does it work?
What? What are we talking about? I don't get this. What is this?
Excuse me, sorry, I have your prescription glasses.
Oh, thank you so much.
Now, I don't mean to butt in, but here at Lens Crafters, we focus on giving people their vision.
I know, that's why
sometimes giving people their vision means helping people get their dreams.
Why?
Well, put your glasses on and maybe you'll be able to see your daughter more clearly.
All right, thanks, Mom. But does it work?
I see my daughter.
How does it work?
She's selling me something.
Everyone come gather around.
It's something magical.
Here it can do
She's got
things.
A gift.
Yes, it can do things.
So talented.
You were lost, but now you are found.
My daughter is amazing. My daughter is a gift.
To do, you'll do it, Shamwell.
Let me take these glasses off. They're hurting my nose. What are we talking about?
No, Mom, put them back
what
on.
What is this?
Please.
I'm sorry, I gave you someone else's glasses.
Oh.
These are much too small to be on your face. Of course they pinch your nose. I'll be right back.
Okay, thank you, sir.
But please, use the same prescription. The one that made her see me for who I am.
All right, now we have to go to Chili's at 6 p.m. to meet your father. And you know he doesn't like it when we're late.
Well, here they are.
Oh, thank you very much. Can I just say, I really appreciate the customer service here. And, you know, normally LensCrafters would just call me when my prescription's ready, but you came and tracked me down in this mall. And I really appreciate that.
Well, at LensCrafters, we aim to craft personal relationships.
Ew. All right.
I guess what I'm asking is, are you available?
No, I'm married.
All right, then. Goodbye.
Ugh, can you believe it? Everywhere we go.
Yeah, Mom, you always get noticed. And imagine if you never got noticed. I bet it would feel like a big void, like you were invisible. But maybe with the right amazing miracle product in your hand, people would finally stop and stare and listen to what you have to say, because you're just trying to help them. You're just trying to introduce them to an incredible gift they can give each other and themselves.
Put on my glasses.
Thanks, Mom.
Well, here I am in the mall with my daughter. She's so great and she's so pretty and nice.
Thanks, Mom.
She's got a way with products that help around the house.
I know. Let's get you to an agent right away.
We'll show you how.
To go to Chili's.
Okay, let's go.
These moments when I'm just alone in the Chili's. These are the moments I treasure.
Can I get you a Presidente margarita?
Jesus Christ.
A Presidente margarita?
Carol, yes, I always get a Presidente
margarita.
All
right, salt, no salt, lots of salt?
Ugh, normal amount of salt.
All right, come right up.
Hi, did you want to already order an appetizer? Do you want...
Bev, Carol's got me covered.
Oh, good job, Carol.
Oh, thanks, Bev.
Well, this is the only place I can truly be alone. I love my wife and I love my daughter, but solitude...
Did you want it in a big glass or a little glass?
Surely, this isn't an establishment where I have to choose what kind of glass the margarita comes in.
What kind of glass normally comes with the margarita?
Well, it's the happy hour El Presidente margarita, so it has to come in the giant one where the base is a cactus!
Uh-oh.
Why? Is that a problem?
It hurts to hold those.
Oh, well then a normal glass then.
We can't, Hank. It's happy hour.
The cactus glass.
Uh-oh.
Okay, would it be better if I didn't order the Presidente margarita?
Well, I don't know. Do you need one?
I mean, no, I don't need one.
But do you want one?
Yes, but not if it's going to pierce your hands. Like, is it a cactus? It's a cactus-shaped glass.
No, it's just cactus-shaped. It's just hard to grip.
You know what? Give me a Bud Light.
No.
Boring.
Boring.
Snooze fest. Right.
Snooze fest, Hank. Hank, are Mindy and Clara joining you? Do you want me to already fire off that bottomless chips and salsa?
Yeah, they're on their way.
Bottomless chips and salsa.
God, can I ask you a question?
Yep.
How do you two deal?
Move me too?
Yes, both of you. How do you deal with the unending din that comes out of your mouths?
Oh, what a question.
I'll tell you how I deal with it. I always just go in my house and I go into my bathroom and I talk. I like to watch myself talk in the mirror because it's really
okay,
fun.
You know what? I'm sorry. I asked. I should have assumed
it was
something.
Wait, but I didn't get to answer.
That, you know what?
Let me answer. I like to go into my house, but not my bathroom. In my kitchen, I look in the reflection of the oven so I can see myself talking to myself. You can see yourself in an oven. It's like a mirror, but not a mirror, but you can see yourself in your oven, and that's where I talk to myself.
Can you get Kyle, the manager, over here real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, sure, of course.
Kyle!
What's the problem at this table? I can solve the problem if you not. I can help you with the trouble talking. What do you need? I'm the manager. Well, Kyle, this is an insane establishment, and I was just hoping to have a Presidente margarita and a couple moments of peace and quiet before my wife and daughter. Oh. What? No one ruin it. I found the only way to get it was to stop mid-sentence and to just take this. Oh. Carol.
I farted!
Yeah.
Well, I farted in my pants, and I farted in my pants, and I farted in an ear in my pants, and I love it when I fart, and I love it when I fart, and I love it when I fart. Hey!
I'm going to Chevy's.
All right. Now, Gunter.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, Dieter.
If you want to make me proud.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for not calling me father. You know, it makes me uncomfortable.
No. Fathers give gifts to their sons, and I am trying to earn the respect
you
of
know
Dieter.
You don't deserve. I cannot just hand you what you need in this world.
Thank you, Papa Dieter.
You must work for it. Now, there's a very exciting opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
That's your firm grip and your piercing eyes.
I have brought blood to my own palms, Gunter. Why my grip so firm?
Good. Now, Gunter, you shall be given supper for such a display.
Oh, I long to fill my mouth with the supple suppers of the cooking of...
Gunter, be quiet!
Okay, I will clench my jaw until blood flows forth from my lips.
Very good. Then you will have a drink with your supper.
Thank you.
I'm very excited to tell you of a very exciting opportunity. Can you hear the excitement in my voice?
It is positively radiating from your throat, Dieter.
There is a big-time demonstrating agent coming to town, and he's looking for the exact type of person I think you are. The person whose voice can cut through a crowd. The person who can hold a fabric that, did you know, you can wring out all of its water.
Are you referring to the ShamWow?
Very good. A person who can be perceptive of its products, abilities, and assets.
Father, you have trained me to sell all things, be they the tears of an orphan.
You sold those well.
The wings of a bat.
You sold those also well.
To the lies of a foreign government.
That's right. They need a person to do this at the Woodfield Mall, and I think it should be you. But you'll have to compete in a demo competition.
That's not a problem.
Good.
For you see, Dieter, he has a plan. A plan he puts into practice now. The end of the day, Dieter will be the one who sells ShamWow.
No, you are Gunter and I am Dieter, right. And I want you to sell the cloth.
Yes.
You are Gunter and I am Dieter. I already have a job.
No, but Father, don't you see that you've trained me? You've trained me to sell so many things. But I think you should be the one to sell the ShamWow. And so much profit will you bring.
You're right. I am always going to be better than you.
That's right.
This is the new pen and it's what we shall do. I am the one now. Out of my way. It shall be Dieter's
day. But Dieter, don't you see? I just sold you the idea that you should sell ShamWow.
My goodness.
And so the job of selling the ShamWow, I'm going to take that job back now. Gunter will sell it.
This is what I wanted. And yet it hurts my heart.
And yet.
You have trained so well, but now you've taken my part.
And everyone, when they're
they're sitting in the mall will give themselves such a fever. For when they buy a ShamWow from Gunter, not Dieter. Hey!
Hey, Gunter! Dieter! Hey, guys! Just hanging out by the mailbox?
Yes.
I'm just getting my mail.
Yeah. And who are you?
I'm Olivia.
Oh, yes.
I moved in next door to you guys.
Neighbor Olivia, Papa.
Oh, why are you blushing?
What?
Why are you blushing?
Nothing.
It brings she shame to have... your face and shame oh. to me.
She does not have...
Whoops. Don't want to bring shame to anyone.
Olivia, are you a model?
Oh, no. Oh, please. Oh, boy. Oh, God. Oh, what? Oh, no. Oh,
stop noticing this, Olivia. You have bigger things to do, son.
You're right. I shall press my palms into my eyes until the blood from my palms coats my eyes until I can no longer see.
Very
yikes.
Good. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Olivia, you subscribe to a magazine. How very old-fashioned of you.
What? It's a catalog, and honestly, I don't subscribe to it. They just send it to me. I've asked them a bunch to stop sending them, but you know.
You are very nice and cheerful, and it is easy to talk to you.
Oh, thank you,
Dieter. Please stay away from me and my son forever. We cannot handle such kind distractions.
Okay. I suppose I will stay away then, but, you know, how old is your son? Do you mind if I ask?
He has the ripest age of 19, the most beautiful age for a young man to be.
Phew. Okay. Is there... Ooh, maybe I shouldn't ask his dad this, but what am I doing? Olivia, here I am.
Yes, Olivia, what are you doing?
Fresh out of a divorce.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, what are you, the ripe age of 38?
That's right. Oh, on the nose.
Yes, I'm very good at these things.
Yes. After my divorce, I was looking around for a guy to give me some attention. I just want a boy in my life, or a man, mostly a man, not a boy.
You are looking for a man, but it sounds like you want a boy.
Nope, 19
you
is a man.
You are looking for a man, but you want a boy to bring back your post-divorce joy.
That's right. You get me, Dieter. I knew we would connect. It was just a matter of time before I made you like me. Heck, everything is great in this neighborhood, and I sure wish I could see you guys some more.
Oh, and inside the house, looking at the window, it makes my heart go la la la. Oh, I just want more than anything to be with Olivia. Yeah, yeah.
You want a man, but it sounds like you want a boy.
Okay.
You want a man, but also
Olivia.
A boy.
That's right.
You want
Olivia.
A man, but maybe
la, la,
a boy.
La, la, la.
I want
to get that back.
Who is boyish?
I want to give her post-divorce joy.
You stay away from my boy.
Okay.
Will Gunter and Olivia find post-divorce joy?
Will Mindy get to sell ShamWows? Or will she be beaten by Dieter and or Gunter? Or...
what's going on at that Chili's?
Find out in Act 2 of... ShamWow! Wowie, wowie,
ShamWow! Wowie, wowie, wow! Trademark.
Intermission.
Intermission.
Intermission now!
Comedy Bang Bang is 500 episodes old this week, and Scott is celebrating with an all-star lineup. Find it right now on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you like to download shows.
Hey, it's me, Jess McKenna, and I want to say congrats to Scott on 500 amazing episodes of Comedy Bang Bang. You have created an incredible show with so many fans, and you have so many famous people clamoring to be on your pod, and yet you still let little comedy babies like me do fun things on your show. And for that, you're a true angel. Thank you so much, and congratulations.
Welcome back from intermission. When we last saw our cast of characters, there are competing people over ShamWow demonstration glory, Gunter and Dieter, and Mindy, whose mother and father have loved Chili's for as long as Chili's has been around.
Speaking of Chili's, what's going on there right now on ShamWow?
Wow, wow, wow!
The musical.
Do I put the chips in the basket or do I put them in a bowl?
No, you gotta put them in a basket if it's Basket Fridays, and you put them in a bowl if it's any other day.
Well, that's a great point. I think it's Thursday, so I guess put it in a bowl.
Okay.
I have to have this conversation right next to my table.
Hank, I thought you left.
I didn't leave. I went to Chevy's and the wait was too long.
Oh, well,
that's why Chili's is superior.
You'll never wait at a Chili's. Never.
This place is literally empty except for me and the three of you.
Hey, I got a question.
Sure.
Do you want some honey chipotle chicken crispers?
You know what? Yes.
Hey, I have a question.
What?
Do you want broccoli cheddar soup with tomatoes in it?
No. No, I don't want
Shoot.
That.
Okay, I have a question.
Is it asking me what my... You know what? Yeah, what?
Do you want a Fiesta Explosion salad?
Is that new? I don't remember that one.
It's one of the most calorically dense salads you can get at a chain restaurant because it comes with two full quesadillas.
Oh my God, does it have an egg in it? Is it like a cob, like a take on a cob?
We can put an egg in it. Do you want an egg in it?
Yeah, no, no. Can I have that? What was that soup you offered me before?
It's a broccoli cheddar soup, but we also have a tortilla soup with lots of tortilla strips in it and a bunch of beef.
Yeah, give me one of everything.
Whoa, what's happening, Hank?
I'm trying to get you both away from the table.
Oh.
Woof.
Carol?
Yeah, Bev?
What do you think we're doing wrong that...
Oh my God, can I tell you? Can I tell you what you're doing wrong?
I don't know, Bev. What could it possibly be?
We're just trying our best out here, and it feels like Hank, a regular customer, is newly turned away from our behavior.
I don't know where I went wrong. I'm trying my best to sing a song. I wish I was like a bull.
Jesus Christ.
But Hank here, he says I'm not likable.
I didn't say that. I did not say you're not like... What?
I don't know where I went wrong. I'm trying so hard to just belong. I'm trying to bring things to the table, but Hank says I'm not able. I don't know where I went wrong. I don't know where I went wrong.
My name is Kyle. They always ruin the mood. I came to this Chili's for just two things: chicken crispers and solitude.
Hey,
what?
I farted in my pants while he was having a moment.
Oh. And I accidentally put the chips in a basket, even though it is Thursday.
Friday, and those are the only ways that we went wrong.
Oh, thank God. Mindy, Clara, hi.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, honey. Let's just order and do this quickly.
Well, I have bad news for you.
What?
It is impossible to do anything quickly at this table.
Well, we gotta go, because, Mom... The big ShamWow demo off is happening in 40 minutes next to the fountain.
The what?
I don't know what she's talking
about. What is she talking about?
But something about a something
Mom,
in 40 minutes.
Mom, put the glasses back on or give them to Dad.
Oh, honey, I got my prescription filled.
Ooh, did
I
you?
I know I've been putting it off for months.
I was
going to
say,
here
this context.
Mom, the big ShamWow demo.
She's so sparkly.
The big ShamWow demo.
Hank.
I don't understand.
We don't have enough time to eat. We have to get back to the mall for the ShamWow demo.
Are you kidding me? We're not gonna... Oh, you know what? Oh, I don't know. I don't see it. I don't see why
Here,
I should be going.
Hank, Dad, please try to understand me. Take Mom's glasses.
Here you go, honey. What are we talking about? What is this?
Vision. I don't need to put on these glasses like this. ShamWow Demo!
What
was that just happened to me just now?
ShamWow Demo!
Here, honey, look.
ShamWow Demo!
ShamWow Demo.
We gotta go, guys.
I don't understand it, but let's do it.
Here, put some money on the table and let's get out of here.
Thanks for the tip. We'll always love you.
Especially.
Come on, guys. Thanks for believing in me, even if it's through magical glasses.
Run across the parking lot. Okay. Woo.
I don't know. I don't know, Jim. I don't think we're going to get any new ShamWow candidates.
Well, somebody surely somewhere at this competition is going to be able to really bring out the wow and ShamWow.
No, I don't know.
Oh, excuse me, gentlemen. I have a new, I don't know, what are you calling these?
Applicant.
Applicant, thank you.
Thank you, Olivia.
Contestants.
Yeah, and she's, you know, she's ready to come
Olivia,
in.
Olivia, are you a model?
Oh, God.
Yeah,
oh,
Olivia.
Geez. Oh, boy.
Actually, Olivia, will you be a contestant? Dang, you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my whole day.
We have rules.
Stop
the contestants must be under 38 years old.
You're right.
That's terrible.
We didn't make the rules. We
Olivia,
just
we're sorry. It's just because they have to enter a 40-year contract, and so we just want to make sure we get them really young.
That's fine. I totally understand. But thank you for the compliments. So I'll go ahead and show her in.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Are you ready to show me in?
Oh, yeah. So I was just going to
Is it my
engage
turn?
In a conversation. Oh,
no.
Who are you? Oh, yeah. Gunter.
Oh, yes. I'm Gunter. Who are you?
Oh, my name's Mindy, and I'm just hoping to be a ShamWow demonstrator.
Yes, I can see the hope in your eyes, wherein in my eyes you see only determination.
You're right. Oh, no. Maybe I don't have what it got.
Are you ready?
What it takes.
You don't have what it got takes, Mindy.
No, I don't got what it takes. I don't have what it got takes.
You don't have what it takes.
No.
You don't takes what it got.
No, I don't.
Is one of
you
ready?
You are a tease that is iced and cold. I'm a tease that is piping hot.
I don't got what it takes.
No, you don't.
I don't got what it takes.
Nope.
Sorry, they're ready to see you.
I don't have what it got takes. No, I'm just a stupid phony fake.
Mm.
You are like the ocean, and I am like the sand. You are always in motion, but I'm just hot and bland.
Yes, and I am like
I'll
an airplane.
Sit down.
And you are like a baby bird. And we're having a race across the Atlantic. Your candidacy is absurd.
Oh,
you
I
don't have what it takes.
Check my email.
You don't takes what it got.
No,
you
I don't
got what it takes. Haven't you do not? Mm.
You
don't.
You're like a mountain.
Yes, I am.
And I'm like a tiny hill.
Mm-hmm.
You are like ability, and I am like I got
I
no
I
skill.
Unsubscribe from Expedia.
I am like Netflix, and you are like Yahoo. If you want to watch a full streaming movie, there is only one thing to do. It turns out you don't got what it takes. You don't takes what it got.
Your picture.
I don't got what it takes.
Have it. You do not.
I do not.
Gunter.
I swear to God, if I get BCC'd on another goddamn show promotion.
Oh, Olivia.
Yeah?
I didn't realize it was you. I was too busy
Gunter,
taunting this girl.
Well, yes, I didn't want to interrupt.
I've seen you from across the 20-foot-high fence Faza has erected around our compound house.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Is it a good fence?
Oh, it's a very good fence, Dieter.
Hello. Are you getting ready for the competition?
Yes, it's not my turn, though, so I was just waiting for this girl, Mindy, to decide to drop out and fail so that I may sell ShamWow. And I figured, in the meantime, maybe just chat it up with Olivia.
Very good. Very good making someone drop out of the competition. Very good. For that, I shall go. and get you a Wetzel's pretzel.
A snack? I may have a snack?
You may have a Wetzel's pretzel.
That sounds nice. Can I have one too?
Olivia, no!
Ah!
Hi, welcome to Wetzel's Pretzels. How can I help you?
Yes, I'd like a Wetzel's pretzel.
You want it wrapped around a hot dog?
No, I'd like a Wetzel's pretzel.
Dipped in garlic?
No, I'd like
cinnamon sugar?
No, I'd like
well, we got a lot of kinds of pretzels.
No, I'd like own Wetzel's pretzels.
That you might like to try. No, Don't be so sure of what kind of pretzel you want.
No, I want own Wetzel's pretzel.
Some pretzels are the normal kind. Some pretzels have a zest of an orange rind. Some zestals will help you see the future. Some Wetzel's pretzels have the zest of kombucha.
Wetzel's pretzels,
Wetzel's
amazing.
Wetzel's pretzels,
they're amazing.
Listen to the customer.
Wetzel's pretzels,
yeah.
They're amazing.
Wetzel's pretzels,
Wetzel's pretzels,
they're amazing.
Mm. No, it's like und regular Wetzel's pretzel.
Sure, let me do that. And, okay, one Wetzel's pretzel. I could dip it in a powder.
No.
A powder of bee pollen. Think about what you want. No need to be stalling. I could dip it with a vitamin C and give you a boost. This Wetzel's pretzel is also owned by a Jamba Juice. We got vitamin C, other supplements. We got acai berry. That ain't makes no sense. You can put it on a hot dog. You can put it on a bun. When it comes to Wetzel's pretzels, we're the only one that does this.
Wetzel's pretzels, they're amazing.
Independently owned.
Wetzel's pretzels, they're amazing.
Not following corporate rules.
Wetzel's pretzels, they're amazing.
Everybody talking about Wetzel's pretzels.
They're amazing.
No, just a regular und Wetzel's pretzel.
Absolutely, that'll be $2.99.
Oh, actually, I do need two Wetzel's pretzels.
Okay, that'll be $580.98. That'll be. Wait. Would you like to add a lemonade?
No.
A lemonade on the side. Not a normal lemonade. This lemonade's got something to hide. This lemonade is full of vodka. This lemonade is full of gin. If you want a lemonade to fucking knock your socks off, this is where to begin. Hey,
Wetzel's pretzels. They're amazing.
We got a liquor license.
Wetzel's pretzels. They're amazing.
Technically not a bar.
Wetzel's pretzels. They're amazing.
Listen to the customer. Wetzel's pretzels.
I'm so drunk on Wetzel's pretzels.
Just two pretzels then?
Yes, please. Oh,
had to try.
Oh, my Mindy, you're such a dumb, stupid idiot. You're such a... Hey, wait, what's this in your pocket?
Oh.
Mom's glasses? What? How'd they end up here? Sorry, I was just talking to myself in this mirror in the Forever 21 that sells men's clothes.
No matter. I was just shopping for a men's blazer myself. I got some cigarette smoke on mine when I went to take a cigarette break after leaving my job at the LensCrafters.
Oh, it's you.
Oh, it's you. Oh, that's right. The girl with the dream of the ShamWow.
Yeah, that's right. It's a stupid dream.
Can I see those glasses for a second?
Well, yeah, sure. Here you go.
These are not the glasses I gave your mother.
They're not? I thought they...
No. These glasses... That's strange.
What?
Well, these glasses have been locked in a vault in the LensCrafters for 5,000 years until the chosen one should come along.
Excuse me, my name's Carol. Are you using this mirror? Because I'd like to use it so I could talk to myself. So I can watch myself talk.
You can have it. I'll just find a different mirror.
Okay.
Wait, why were they in a vault?
Well, they're...
Chosen one. So they chose you? They chose my mom? Or they chose me?
That's right. They were in your pocket. You must have something you see so clearly that you couldn't not get it. A
not
dream?
Get these glasses. So should I put these on?
Yeah. No, you
can
should
I have them back?
Oh, that's right. I took them. I was just polishing them. Hold on.
Sorry, this mirror's all fogged up because I was breathing on it. Can I use this mirror?
Yeah, I'll go back to your foggy mirror.
Okay.
I'll swipe it off.
We all heard it. No one has to bring it up.
No shame!
Obviously. Okay, I'm just gonna put them on. I finally see the real me. I finally see the real me. look. The ShamWow rag is already in my hand. I'm standing in front of legions of fans. I'm finishing up my 40-year contract. I'm making an impact.
You can finally see. You have the holy artifact of Les Crafters.
Mindy, where are you going?
Well, we've seen all the applicants we needed to see, and
wait!
Gunter will be... What?
No, you haven't. You haven't seen me.
Well, show us what you got.
Oh, you see this? It looks like it's just a normal, regular, everyday piece of fabric cloth. You can use it to wipe your counters off, but did you know it can hold water?
Can hold water.
It can hold so much water.
So much water.
It can hold so much water.
I didn't know.
Hold it down.
Yes.
Check out your daughter.
I just got glasses.
ShamWow, so well, I can't believe it. My girl, she's a salesperson.
Oh, Father, I thought that I was meant to sell ShamWow, but this girl was meant to sell ShamWow. I was meant to be with Olivia.
Oh,
son, you have made me proud on this day. Because you sold me on the hardest thing, letting you have your way.
I can finally see the real me. I can finally see.
Oh, Gunter.
Olivia and me were meant to be.
How long have you been
18?
Hey, Bev, we missed you. Where'd you go?
Carol, sorry.
That's okay, you're Bev.
I was looking in this mirror.
We look exactly alike.
Kyle, I found her.
Oh, thank God. We've been looking for you everywhere.
Hey, you know what? Well, I was in that Forever 21 men's department looking in the mirror and watching myself talk. I had a little accident. I don't really know how I'm going to be able to clean it up. It's a problem.
No.
Well, if only there were some sort of product.
Right there. Look.
What's that girl doing?
Look, in the courtyard by the fountain.
We gotta run over there.
Well, let's go.
Carol. Pick her up. We gotta pick her up and get her.
We'll carry her. Kyle. Grab one of those things she's selling.
Excuse me?
Yeah?
What are you selling?
Oh, just this? It's a ShamWow.
Wow. Am I to understand it can clean up all sorts of messes and also holds water?
That's exactly right.
Well, I'm not only the manager of Chili's, but a partial stakeholder. And I'd like to order enough ShamWow to supply every Chili's nationwide.
It's a miracle.
Carol, use it on your bum.
Use it on your bum, Carol.
Okay.
Good luck soaking up all this stuff.
It's doing it.
It's working.
Wow.
I can finally see.
See the real me. I can finally see.
And I'll tell you how. I can tell you how.
Tell us how.
You.
Me?
You.
Me?
You and you and also you.
Just me?
And
you?
And me?
Me, wait, just me?
And you.
Who?
And you.
Me?
And you. And you. You. Be your own ShamWow.
Wait, what?
What does that mean?
you. You can be your own shampoo.
Honey, give me my glasses. I don't understand.
Here, honey.
You.
Me. You.
You can be your own shampoo. You.
You.
You can be your own ShamWow.
Make your heart like a ShamWow.
Oh.
Make your heart
like a ShamWow. Make your heart like a ShamWow.
You absorb all that's good. You take it in. That's what you should be doing. That is what you do.
Started because of Lens Crafters. Lens Crafters, crafting a personal relationship with you.
Helping you see your vision, and by vision, we mean dream.
The end!
Oh, guys, that was Sham Wow Wow Wow,
wow.
The musical. We'll be back after these short messages. Quick break.
Brought to you by Lens Crafters.
Or not, but maybe, but also by Chili's, but also by Sham Wow, but also by none of them.
Wetzel's Pretzels.
Let's take a break.
Take a big old break.
Let's take a break.
Humans, this is Matt Besser from Improv for Humans. It's an improvised podcast where we do a special thing every once in a while we call the narrative experiment, where we actually choose characters for our improvisers. They keep the character throughout the episode, and we basically do a sitcom. Check it out. It's called Mopes. It stars John Gabris, Jess McKinnon, Eugene Cordero, three of my favorite improvisers. Check it out, humans. Mopes on Improv for Humans.
Welcome back. Mary, you're so great.
God, you're so great. Thank you so much for...
You guys are the most amazing.
Oh my gosh, Mary. Please, please, please keep saying it. We're gonna close out with a little segment called
New Phone Who Dis?
Ooh.
That's right. And all we need for you is the last text message you received.
Oh boy, okay.
Or sent.
Okay.
Whatever okay. floats your boat.
Let's see.
Yeah. She's scrolling through her phone now. You can't see it, but okay. she's scrolling.
Audio.
This is the
media.
Last one I received.
Okay.
Thanks for emailing everyone, Lauren. And when is the self-defense class?
That's a good question. When is the self-defense class? Everyone's wondering when you're going to need self-defense and when specifically.
You can learn about it.
When that class. That self-defense class. Learn to kick ass if you want to learn how to punch a man. If you want to learn, then you definitely can. But one thing that you've got to know, there's a class to which you've got to go. And, hear the rhyme. You got to go to the class on time. Here's the thing. Here's the biz. Nobody knows when that class is. When that class.
When that class.
Self-defense. Learn to kick ass.
Okay, I gotta put it in my iPhone calendar. Yeah, that's the thing that I gotta do. Let me get right down to her. I wanna know, is it on a Monday? And what time should I get there? Is it the type of thing that I need to put up my own hair? Do I need to wear it in a tight-knit bun? Is this class gonna be serious, but also a little bit fun? Will you teach me how to walk, teach me how to talk? What kind of spray should I carry? Is this the kind of thing? And will it make me feel so scary?
We got karate and kung fu, and we also learn in that tai chi. You don't know this martial art? Then step right up and fucking bite me and fight me. I will fight. I'll fight all day and all night. And people know that I fight right, because I punch with the left and the right. People asking, when that class?
When that class?
Self-defense. Learn to kick ass.
I tried, had a little trouble with the website. I'm trying to get to this class, but I can't find if it's day or is it night. Can you tell me where I should go? Because the page, it was not loading. I want to learn self-defense in this world that starts to be foreboding. But I could not find any information online. And now it's giving me, oh, it's not feeling so sublime. Because I know I need to use my body all the time. I gotta use that counterweight to make that
want to get online and check when the classes begin. But here's the other thing. I tried to call the number. It's disconnected, y'all. How's that gonna help me?
The class is at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock on a Tuesday.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock on a Tuesday!
4 o'clock!
4 o'clock!
4
o'clock on a
Tuesday! Does it start at 4 o'clock, or does it, like, start a little bit after 4 o'clock?
You'll never know.
Guys, thank you so much. This has been Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. Thank you so much. Mary
Holland!
Mary, you guys!
Where can the people find
you? If the people clamor to find you.
And they do clamor.
And they do clamor. Oh, where do they go?
If they're clamoring, they can find me on Instagram at Mary Hollandays.
Ooh, it's a good
like the sauce.
What a good pun.
Ugh, it's great.
That's a hot handle.
It's a hot handle. Or on Twitter, AdamHolland85.
Oh, guys, if you're one of those people who had to scream to the heavens, do better. You gotta know Mary Holland.
You gotta
do yourselves
Mary
a sweet favor. Oh, give it one more time for Scott Passarella on the keys.
Thank you so much for listening to Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast. If you want to follow us, what we would love for you to do is go on Apple Music, Stitcher.
Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts, thank you.
Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts, rate, subscribe. That would really help us out as we're starting. We're a brand new baby podcast. Yeah. Help us,
if you
guys.
Want to reach out and shout at us. You can find me at Zacharino on Twitter. Or
at Jess R. McKenna on Twitter.
And hey, have a sham. Wow, wow, wow. Just, wow, what a fantastic day you will have had.
ShamWow!
Bye-bye!
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.